It's been an exciting past year for North Bay's Ryan Hunter. The 6'3", 315-pound Hunter anchored an offensive line that helped Toronto finish second in the CFL in rushing, 121.3 yards per game, and third both in offensive scoring, 26.2 points per game, and net offense, 368.7 yards per game. So not surprising that the Toronto Argonauts have extended the contract of offensive lineman Ryan Hunter, the team announced on Monday. Hunter made 17 starts this season, playing both at guard and tackle. Hunter won the CFL's Most Outstanding Offensive Lineman Award in 2024. C-related, Hunter wins another Grey Cup. Hunter, who now has two Grey Cup titles and a Super Bowl championship with the Kansas City Chiefs of the NFL under his belt, believes signing the extension only made sense. Overall, as a team, we had a fantastic season. We had highs and lows, but in the end it was the way we wanted it to be and we thought it was going to be, said the Algonquin Barons alum. The organization has been awesome to work with. They have been extremely supportive of me and my family, great to work with my agent. I love being in Toronto and we have had a pretty good couple of years, so I would not want to be anywhere else and I am excited about where we can go from here as a team. I think we still have a chance to be one of the best teams in the league this year like we have in the last couple of years. Chiefs Super Bowl success. Of course, Hunter's pro football career started in the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs, who are looking to win their third straight Super Bowl as they meet the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. Hunter won a Super Bowl with the new dynasty back in 2020. It is one of the most impressive runs in sports history, not just football, said Hunter. There are so many injuries and so many players going to other teams or having new opportunities, so it is so hard for football teams to remain consistent year in and year out, especially at that level. It is a tip of the hat to the organization. Hunter is not surprised by their success. Coach Reed and the staff, and the players who have put in the hours, the time and attention to detail. It has been interesting to see how New England used to get the hate and now it's Kansas City getting it. People hate it when you win, but they love it when it is your team, he said. Hunter admits he is not a fan of any specific NFL team, but what he does love is watching good football. I hope nothing but the best for the Chiefs, he said. They gave me the opportunity in 2018 and I was able to stick around for almost three years and I still hold with me some of the rules that Coach Reed implemented in his day-to-day schedule that I try to still do today. Same with some of the O-line drills the coaches gave me in Kansas City, I still use some of those mental cues, mental notes, the kind of ways I learned to be a pro starting with that franchise. I was always grateful for what Kansas City gave me starting my career, so hoping the best for them as well as the Eagles. I just hope it is a good game. Cherish winning. Hunter, who turns 30 in early April, realizes his run of a Super Bowl title and two Grey Cup wins is impressive. He says he will never take winning for granted. It is one of those things in life, you are never guaranteed, so you never know if it will ever really happen, he said. Some people spend 10, 20 to 30 years chasing this one trophy their whole career and some don't even get it, so when the clock finally hits zero and you realize that you have won, it's almost a surreal moment. Every year when the season starts you always envision yourself holding that trophy, the confetti falling in one team, only one team, can come through. I think the more I have won, the more the feelings have changed in a sense, whereas before when I won in Kansas City, it was just a crazy moment, not being in the game, just being on the sidelines and cheering on the highs and lows of not being able to help your team. It was different in the Grey Cup when we won, but just the older I get the more I want to be around my family. It is awesome seeing our coaches and our young players learning, especially guys who are in their first year in the league, everything was a first for them. First preseason, first training camp, first regular season. For some guys their first start. Just to see the look on their face, that almost becomes more rewarding than anything else. I am excited to see all the hard work and all the hours of work we put in pay off. New dad. Hunter also experienced another life-changing moment when he became a father back in September 2024 as his wife Paige gave birth to a baby daughter. "Having a kid changes your life without a doubt," he said. "You become secondary to them now." His daughter was born in Cincinnati, Ohio, and stayed with his wife in their home in Cincinnati. He says his wife encouraged him to keep working and keep winning after their daughter arrived. "If I'm going to be away from them, she told me I better win and go on and win the whole thing, or you should be at home changing diapers," he said. He looks forward to sharing his sporting success with his daughter, who is closing on 6 months old. Oh, and then there's food. If Ryan Hunter hadn't become a football player, there is a good chance he would have pursued a career as a chef. Hunter loves his food and is never afraid to share his expertise in the kitchen or on social media. "As a lineman, I am always here for good food if it looks good," he said. "It really is my passion. I really wanted to be a chef when I was younger, and I continued to cook more as I grew up." He remembers cooking up a feast of fried chicken sandwiches for more than 40 Argos teammates back in 2022. He even takes pride in the fancy icy treats he makes with his Ninja Cream Eye blender. "I love making high-protein, low-calorie sweet treats," he said about his treats made with fruit, peanut butter, and protein. "It's a way to enjoy a treat and still enjoy good food. One day he'd like to be a contestant on MasterChef, but that will only happen after he tries to help cook up a couple more championships with the boatmen."